no problem too big God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep He cannot soothe it. If He carries the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. Oh, if He carries the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. There is no problem too big God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep He cannot soothe it. Oh, if He carries the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. Oh, yes. If He carries the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. He says, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. He says, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give. Of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. I know that He will. If He carries the weight of the world upon His shoulders, whoa, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. I know, my brother, that He will carry you. Oh, I know, my sister, that He will carry you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Word of God. Amen. Are you excited? I said it's time for the Word of God. Amen. And this morning, I believe that we are going to be revived. We are going to have an encounter with the Lord. So if you are excited, please rise to your feet as we welcome the Father of this house, my Father, your Pastor, Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah. Let's all pray together. Ask the Lord for His blessing on our lives. Father, we thank You for bringing us here this morning. It's only by Your grace that we stand. We thank You for the privilege and the honor to be in Your presence. We do not take it lightly. We find it a great blessing. Now we ask that You touch us by the Holy Spirit and that You will speak to us this morning through the Word of God. We receive it with open hearts. May our hearts be receptive soil, soft soil, fertile soil, for the word of God to grow and change us from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11, if you may. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The Bible says in Hebrews, faith, the New Living Translation. Also thank Bevan for his new projections. I want you to give that to the other branches. They must all do it. The 100% tithing church. I like it when somebody does what I ask him to do. It's so simple. You'll be rewarded for that. If you can take an instruction and flow with it. Dr. Mike Murdoch teaches a lot on this. How people must take an instruction and do it. And how it takes you high in the ladders. You people don't understand how important it is to do something quickly when somebody tells you to do it. It's your promotion. It's your ladder to promotion. Don't take 10 years to do something. Amen. When I ask my children to do something, I always have a saying, not yesterday, today. Do it now. I'm giving you the key. It's a promotion for you. Wow. You are impressed with people who do things fast. You don't get prizes for coming last in the race. Nobody knows you. Not even second. First. Be fast. It's a determinant. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Kenneth Hagin says, don't confuse hope with faith. Hope is to hope for something, but faith is to believe that that hope is here now. Because I think Hebrews says, now faith is the King James. Go to Hebrews 11 verse 1 in the King James. He says, now faith. See, so he takes the word now and he explains that you must understand faith is now. So we hope we get healed, but when faith is in action, we're claiming it now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Faith is now. Now faith is. Now. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if we just think of all the things we need to accomplish, all the bills we need to pay, all the problems we need to face, if we have no faith, we can't accomplish this. You must believe God. Faith is so important, it is what distinguishes those who go to hell and those who go to heaven. Because the Bible says, as many as received Him and believed on His name, to them gave He power. Did you believe His name? Did you have faith? Hallelujah. It's your faith that will give you the victory. Amen. You don't have a job? Believe God. You're going to work. You're going to work. And then one day you'll just step into it. Now faith is, you'll step into it. You don't have a house? You don't know how your money is ever going to have. You'll never have enough money to buy a house, really. Even a car. Believe God. Just believe God. It's a weapon is given the child of God. It's a shield. It shields the negative thoughts. It's a shield of faith. The weapons of our warfare, they are the shoes of the gospel, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, but it's the helmet of salvation, but it's a shield of faith. It shields you from negativity. Hallelujah. It shields you from impossible thoughts. It can't happen. It won't happen. It will happen. We must believe God. Hallelujah. Let me just read you this and I'm going to go to Mark in a minute. It says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. And through faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. Praise God. When I look at the old evangelists, all their stories, whether they are here in Cape Town or international, it's the same. They had nothing when they started. And when you see the big ministries, the stadiums and the tents, you know it's by God's grace and by the faith they believed God for the impossible. And so I want to ask the Lord to increase our faith, that we will not doubt Him but believe Him. Even the mega church, the concept of the mega church, you must believe by faith. But if faith is now, faith is an action. You will start to invite somebody, say, come sit here. We are having a mega church. We come sit here. You must come. Amen. You see, but if you go through the motions and you just drag yourself and you're not concerned about your duties as a minister, don't you think you can be a great minister for Jesus? Don't you believe you'll stand in front of your own congregation? You know, when I look at my boys and I see, maybe, I don't know how they can speak, if they can speak. I realize speaking is not a gift for everybody. But by faith, I believe that you will stand one day with your tie and your jacket and you'll be preaching to people. I have faith for you. Do you have faith for yourself? Amen. Beautiful. God is going to lift people up that never ever thought it would be possible. Hallelujah. I'm a testimony that God can lift up a nobody and put him somewhere to preach to people. Hallelujah. We understand the whole universe was made by faith. By faith, we understand that the whole universe was formed at God's command. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. Beautiful. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain. Verse 5. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. Hey, he disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And verse 6 is a very popular verse. Hebrews 11 verse 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. If I go through this whole list from Hebrews 11, you'll see that all men of great faith look like madmen, like malaches, including Noah, who told them there's a rain coming. The Bible says Noah believed something that never happened before. You see, it's easy to believe something. Say, maar het al gebeur met hom, so het kan misschien gebeur met mij. That's hope. Faith is to believe. We see a steel structure of millions of rands, and if it never happened before, we God told us it will happen for us. By faith we believe it. And we start walking in it. You see, when you start walking in faith, you start seeing come to action. When this is here, then I want you to be there. This will be your place. This will be your place. When we sit in our new car, I don't want you to put your stuff all over here. Always keep it in the cabrio there. Oi! You can joke about what I'm saying, and you will never have anything in your life. Because it is by faith that the things we hope for come to be real. Without faith, you cannot please God. He who comes to God must believe that God is real. I always use the scripture when I'm teaching tithing, because I show people, you don't tithe, you don't believe that God is real. Unless God appears to you now and says, just give me 10% and I'll show you what I'll do for you. Then you'll do it. Because you show God in reality. Do you understand? But you that don't see God, you must believe that God is. Say, Pastor, ma, ek gaan dit nie maak met die bikkie nie. You don't have faith. So you don't believe God is real. Hebrews 11, 6. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Seek Him, seek Him, seek Him. There's a reward. Coming to church regularly, serving God, coming extra hours, there's a reward. Look at the difference between those who who serve God and those who serve Him not. You see the difference? Some people's lives are not going where it should go. But those who serve God, it's a clear difference. Malachi 3, the last verse, I think 13. It says, the last verse, go, is there more? Another verse at the end. Malachi 3, those who serve the Lord. You will see the difference, verse 18, between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who serve Him not. Yeah, when I look in my family, I can see the scripture come true. There are those who serve God and there's those who serve Him not. And I'll show you the difference. You want to see the difference? I can take you and show you the difference. Many of us are church attendants, but we don't really believe in God. It's true. Otherwise, we'll have more faith that the invisible God, He is around. He's a spirit, so you can't see Him. God is alive. God is a spirit. Right, let me take you to this verse quickly. Turn your Bibles with me to... I want to show you the faith that can work for you. Amen. The touch of faith. I want to talk to you today about the touch of faith. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 5, 25. And this is a scripture we all know, but I will read it to you. A certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and suffered many things of many physicians. She spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, she came in behind and touched His garment. For she said, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be made whole. And straight away, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Put it in the NLT so it sounds better. Immediately the bleeding stopped and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of a terrible condition. Jesus realized that once that healing power had gone out from Him. So He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched My robe? His disciples said to Him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask? Just pause it there. Many people can be in the church, but many don't have the faith that this woman had. How can you ask who touched you? So many people here. Go on. But He kept on looking around to see who had done it. Hallelujah. Somebody pleased Him because somebody made a demand on His power. Faith will make a demand on the power of God. 33. Then frightened, the woman came trembling and realized of what had happened to her. She fell at His feet and told Him what she had done. And He said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think if there ever was a time for Jesus to teach a lesson or to take the glory or to take the accolade and exclaim that it was His power that went out of Him, His emphasis rather was on your faith. Your faith has made you well. But it is Jesus. But it is your faith on that puts a demand on God's power. The power is there, don't doubt it. But many unbelievers will be around that cannot tap into the power. The greatest men in Christian history are those who believe God for the impossible things to become possible. Until they start to look like mad people. Amen. Abram, It's all in Hebrews 11. When he left his wonderful home, they said, where are you going? He said, I'm looking for a city. Where is the city? He said, I don't know. I'm taking my wife with me. But I heard a voice say, I must go. And I'm going. And then he was very old, and God said, you'll become the father of many people. He was dead. He couldn't really, was beyond the age of making babies. His machines wasn't working anymore. And the people laughed at him. Even his wife, the wife laughed, said, you? How can you make babies? I see you every night. I see you can't. You can't perform. She laughed. I'm explaining how mad you must start. You see, you don't want to look mad. Many of you, you are so proud. You want to look sophisticated. You don't want to look embarrassed. You want to be with friends that say you're part of us. You don't want to be mad for Jesus. Unless you become mad and look mad in the eyes of the world, you'll never accomplish great things. You'll be just a normal nothing. Going backwards in the reverse gear slowly. They shall learn niks wees. We must pray and fast that God gives us an understanding, a revelation, knowledge of what faith really is. Now faith is. You see, even the great men of God, they are continually ridiculed. They are ostracized. They are criticized on television, on the internet, because of their faith. Their faith. Hey, Lord, help my unbelief. The centurion said, Lord, I believe. Help any of my unbelief. Do you believe? Jesus kept asking, do you believe? The story of Mark and the woman is a beautiful story because Jesus was actually on his way to somebody else's healing, where it was again, he was again teaching them on faith. Because the people came to say to this man, your daughter is dead, don't trouble the master anymore. And when he heard it, he said to the man, don't be afraid, only believe. All things are possible to them who believe. You see, because fear and doubt is the enemy of faith. Are you listening? If anybody is here this morning, you are full of fear for whatever is happening in your life. Maybe God sent me to tell you that fear and doubt is an enemy. God never gives you a spirit of fear. That comes from the enemy, that comes from doubt. Sometimes we fear because of accounts we need to pay. We fear because of a house that we don't have. We have to get out. We have to do this. We have to do that. The only weapon. And God sometimes puts you into these difficult situations to exercise and to practice what you must use, and that is faith. Amen. If you are obedient to God, you do what is right with the money that He puts into your pocket, you will see the miraculous. I said you will see the miraculous. You will not be poor. You can't be poor. Because God's word said you can't be poor. God's word, acting on the word of God, is what faith is. Faith is now. How can we be poor? We are not rich by how much money we have in our bank accounts. No, we are rich virtually by God's word saying we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. All I must do is trust God and obey God. And obedience will take me far above. He said you will be higher than the nations around you. Hallelujah. And the only reason why you are not walking in it, and I'm trusting God that you will find this revelation and start to walk in. Believe what God says in His word to you. Believe it. Believe it. Beyond what other people tell you and what you see in the news, what you see around you, believe God. This woman was sick, the Bible says, for 12 years. 12 years is a long time. Sometimes you hope to get well and you don't get well. Some things are not explained clearly. Even when I was reading this, I read about Herod who killed John the Baptist. And I thought Jesus was around, but John the Baptist, he didn't prevent the death of John the Baptist. So there are some things unexplained. But what we have as our only hope and our only weapon is the faith that God said, believe in me. Believe, believe. If you believe in me, I'll give you eternal life. I'll give you hope beyond this life. Amen. Even if you die, you shall live again. Have faith in God. But 12 years is a long time, and I know many people struggle for many years. And the Bible says, she came to him. She said to her, the Bible says she heard about Jesus. I like that. When she heard about Jesus. How can they hear if you don't tell them? How can people ever have faith if nobody tells them? She heard. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Romans. It's in Romans. Faith cometh by hearing. And how does hearing come? If you listen to the Word of God. Not hearing television stories, not hearing magazine stories, not hearing gossip and skinner stories. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. This morning as I'm preaching, faith is coming. It's coming right to you. Yeah, Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Go back to the verse where it says she heard about Jesus. Go back to that verse quickly. That she heard about Jesus. How can they know if we don't tell them? Breakthrough, Bellevue or Kolibu, we must anagazo with our mouths. Speak out the word to a dying neighbor, to a lost person. We see the world lost. We see the condition of the gangsters. We are the agents of God. Who's gonna tell them about the better life? Who's gonna tell them about faith in Christ? You. But you withhold it. You see, faith can only come by hearing. And then she said to herself, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. She must have known something about the church. That when the priests were anointed, their garments were also anointed. From the head of Aaron down to his garments, the oil must flow. And she knew that if he has power, then maybe even his garments has power. Because the oil has dripped onto his garments. Hallelujah. Anybody who comes into contact with anointing will also have anointing. Bishop Dag says, if you carry the bottle of an anointed man, and after you've used it, and he says to you, go throw it away, there's always a little bit left in that bottle for you. Are you listening? There's always a little bit left for you. She heard about Jesus. And she said to herself, now this is faith, you see. I'm going to touch that garment and I will be made whole. I'm going to touch that. I'm going to press through the crowd because I've tried many things. I've tried many things, but my money is up. Hey! I want to say to you as I was talking to God the other day, he said, look, sometimes you really hope to get an answer, but it takes long. And that long taking even uses your money. And besides not having an answer to your problem, now looks you are also going backward financially, isn't it? This was the case of this woman. She had hoped to get well. So she paid many doctors. And they examined her, checked her, but she was constant bleeder. where you should bleed for a few days in a month. She had this problem that she bled almost every day. And she must have, it probably also took away her self-worth, because blood has a stench, doesn't smell nice if it dries, everything. So ladies only have this problem once a month, but this lady had it for 12 years consistently. Wasn't quite comfortable to move into circles. Maybe something in your life has caused you also to feel a little bit backward. You're not joyful, you're not laughing, you're not moving into circles. When the church is finished, you just try to get away into your car quick, because there's something that makes you feel like this woman felt. There's a sting somewhere. There's a hurt somewhere. But the Lord said to me, it's your faith that can make a breakthrough for you, that can give it to you. Hallelujah. Not that you must hope for it, you must believe and take it now. Take it now. And the Bible says, if I can just touch his robe. She didn't say maybe. She said, I will. I will be healed. When they told her, they said, now look, it's not like any doctor, this guy. You've seen this doctor. But this man, when the people touch him, they are healed. They bring people to him on the mountain. He lays hands on them. They are healed. When she heard this, her faith was built up. She said, well, has he ever healed somebody with bleeding? He said, of course. Oh, many women had bleeding problems. He even healed them. And then she thought, if he could do it for them, surely he can do it for me. Hallelujah. He's no respecter of person. He doesn't just favor one and not the other. His love is for everyone. And then she said it. And the Bible says when she pressed through, because the crowd was around him, and she touched the garment, and then he felt it. Now this is spiritual, because others also touched him, but they couldn't understand why is he saying that some power went out of him. Do you see? Because it's spiritual. That's why you'll see when people come for prayer, you see some are receiving, others are not receiving as well. Not that you must fall to receive. I'm saying you can see, I can also feel when virtue is going, or when the Lord is doing something in somebody's life. I can feel it. The anointing is something you can feel. Yeah, that's why when people are standing under the power, they start shaking. You can feel the anointing. You can feel it. When we just touch people, you see people start shaking, falling. You can feel it. Jesus felt it. He said, yeah. This was not a touch like the other touches. It was the touch of faith. The touch of faith. There are many touches, but the touch of faith is what the Lord was looking for. The touch of faith. And when he felt it, hallelujah. The Bible says he started asking them, who touched me? Who touched me? They said, Lord, but so many are around you. How can you say? And then she came and told him the whole story. But I close with these words when he said to her, daughter, thy faith has made thee well. Look, it is the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she fell down and told him all the truth. Hallelujah. All the truth. All the truth. All the truth. Many of you are not receiving a breakthrough because you are not open with the truth. Are you listening? Was Fraya Uchana that says, things like truth, obedience, these are all tools for your progression. You wonder why you're not going somewhere. You put on a suit, you dress nice, you put on lipstick, you come to church. These are the missing things that prevent you from entering into the realms of blessing and prosperity. Truth. The prodigal son had to come to himself and say, nee man, ek moet nou die waarheid praat. As hy lekker in die wêreld. It's not nice in the world. And when he came to that realization, it was the coming back for him. It was the coming back. She told him all the truth. Open like an open book. There's nothing I can hide, Lord. That's why Mark recorded it, because the woman's testimony was, I was sick. Who knew she was sick for 12 years? She told the story. Jesus was listening to the testimony. I was sick for 12 years, but when I touched your garment, I immediately felt that the flow of my blood had stopped. And he said, it's your faith. He said, it's your faith. Because without faith, you cannot please God. Jesus was always impressed with those who had faith. The centurion who said, don't come to my house. I'm not worthy. You can just speak the word from far. My servant will be healed. He said, I've never seen such faith in the whole of Israel. This is the answer to your problem. Have faith in God. Faith for the impossible. Faith for longevity. Faith for prosperity. Faith for healing. Faith for your breakthrough. Hallelujah! Now, the pastor must not be the only one who prospers. The pastor must not be the only one who receives miracle power and healing. It is yours as a child of God. The joy of the Lord must not only be on the pastor's face. It must be on your face. The excitement for God's house and the zeal for God's house must be on you. You are now priests and kings in the house of God. And all the blessings that the priests receive, you have received. There was a distance between the clergy and the laity. But after Jesus died, the curtain was torn. So every human being can go straight to God. The Bible can be read by any person. And you can stand in your office as priest and king. He said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Sometimes you think that this thing that you have been waiting for, this thing that you're hoping for, never lose your faith. If your faith is gone, then all hope is gone. One day a man's wife died, and I went to counsel him, and he said, this thing challenges my faith. I said, brother, no matter what happens, if there's something you must not lose, don't lose your faith in God. Because it is the only thing that pleases God. Keep believing. Yes, God didn't heal your wife, but don't curse God. God knows the beginning, the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. God knows what is good for you more than you know it yourself. That's why you pray for His will to be done, not your own will. Because the will of God is better than your will. You have a dream for something small. God always has a dream for something big. All my life, I am a testimony of it. When I thought that God can give me this, God always had something better for me. Because my wishes and my dreams are not the wishes of God. And that which was not supposed to be mine, God didn't let me have it, because that could have been a detriment to my ministry and my life. Hallelujah. So this morning, this is the word of the Lord to you. Have faith in God. You need faith to believe Him for your salvation. If you are a backslider, you must come to God. Believe that He will restore you fully. Don't think, pastor, but how will I ever have power to say no to drugs? How will I say no to alcohol? How will I say no to women? God will give you the power. You must just touch the hem of his garment and you shall be different. You shall be whole. Gloom and sadness is not from God. It's satanic. It's satanic. Depression is from the devil. If you are living under depression, it's of the devil. Yes, you'll have many wars to fight, but you must have faith in God. When you sign up for Christianity, you signed up for war. But you have weapons. You must be truthful. You must have the breastplate. You must be righteous. Don't be scallop. And you must have the shield of faith. It stops the darts of devil, the darts. You are sick because a dart has poisoned you. A fiery dart of Satan. You never had the shield of faith. The shield of faith blocks the darts of Satan. But if you don't have the shield, then the darts, they catch you in it. It's poison. It starts to destroy your life. Doubts of doubt and unbelief. Lukewarmness. We are not moved by sight. We are moved by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things will not remain as you see it. No, there's better things that is ahead for you. How can you get those better things? You must get it by faith. Believing in God that God can do it for you. Hallelujah. And if you just touch his garment, you too can be made whole. Let us bow our heads in prayer as we close. Lord, let our faith not die. It's all that we have left that we must believe God. When things are so problematic, that we shall believe God for the impossible. For the impossible. She said, but if I can just touch it, I will be made whole. I will be made whole. And this morning, Lord, whatsoever your will to be done, let it be done. Let it be done. Let us have faith in the blood of Jesus that he will cleanse us from all our stains and make us whole again. Maybe I hear this morning you say, Pastor, pray for me. Many of the things you mentioned in your preaching is where I am right now in my life. Can I also touch the hem of God's garment? I say to you, yes, my friend, you need Jesus to be in your life. You need that problem that you're facing, that mountain that you are facing. You need a touch from God, but you need to believe God. If your faith is low, say, Lord, increase my faith. Say what the centurion said, Lord, I believe. If there's any unbelief, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Let's all stand. And I'll pray for those who need prayer as we close. Change the song. Say, Lord, I lift you on my praises. I just love it. Put it on the board for me.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We lift you on our praises.
That's right. Lift him on your praises.
Though every eye can see your face, your power and grace, behold you as you really are.
You are brighter than all the stars of heaven. Hallelujah. Our worship is for you alone. We build you the throne of praise. Just lift your hands and ask the Lord that you will say like the woman said, if I can touch the hem of his garment this morning, he will come through for me. My hope, I will turn to faith. Put it in action now. I put it in action now. your difficult season. Don't lose faith. Daughter, your faith has made you.